was a tough game. I can't say that I really liked the first period. I liked the second a little bit better. The first period, it was so-so. Some things that I'm trying to get my finger on and trying to get a handle on really is you know, the reason for playing the way that we played. It was, when I look at the game, it was hard to identify of the four lines which would have been the best line. You really had no one step up, and I really don't know the reasons why. Like, we look like a tired team, we look like an emotionally drained team, and we look like it from start to end. I thought we were a little bit better in the second period, where we made some good plays, and I thought we had some decent scoring chances. Didn't give them much, but my fear when standing behind the bench was, would we be able to keep up the play in the second period? That was really my fear, and I didn't know if we would, because I didn't like the way we were thinking in the game. And so I don't know right now. I'll look at the tape a little bit, but I think our guys wanted to win. I know that you guys will probably want to know about this day being the trade deadline day, that how much did that affect. I don't know that it had a real effect. It's hard to say. You know, I think that our players wanted to win and wanted to. We didn't play great. I think from the goalie on out, it was an average game. Who was your best player? Who was your best line? Who was your best D pairs? Or other games, you can identify those things a lot of times. Was the game against St. Louis that draining? Because it was a pretty draining game emotionally and physically in a lot of ways. And it looked like it took its toll, but those are just things that I'm thinking about.
Did Mike Miller get nicked early on? He didn't look like himself skating. I don't know, it looked great.
No, but you know what, Gary? I thought he played such a strong game on Saturday night that's a hard game to continue to play. And he's had quite a few of those games, so I don't know if there was a reason for it, but I didn't see the jump that I saw in previous games, and so I'm not making excuses for him. I think that it's hard to play at that level and that type of game consistently. So for me, he looked a lot like his line mates. They looked like they were fairly worn down. That's the way that I saw it, because they looked average, and that's no disrespect to them, because they've given us so much of late that, you know, I don't think you can expect that kind of performance every night, and you want to get it, they want to have it, and they want to be the guys, but it wears on you. And you got to give Edmonton some credit. They played a skill game with some speed, and they played that way in the first period. It was like, whoa, okay. And we played sloppy, turned pucks over, slow moving the puck, and just gave them all kinds of opportunities, you know. But
you've been real busy. You've got a little gap here. What do you think about giving them?
No, I haven't really. You know, I mean, our schedule had initially, I was going to practice on Sunday, give us play the game Monday, and then off Tuesday. But I'm not right sure right now. We're going to come down to the rink tomorrow. I'm not sure how I'm going to manage that. I got to give that some thought a little bit and talk to some people a little bit and see what we're going to do, because when I watch us play and you get the feel from the bench and you get the feel from your team. You know, this is when you have to try to figure out what's the right move here. You know, is it right for all of us to go on the ice, or some of us? The one thing that's good for us right now, we can actually take a breath. We have a couple of days before we play another game, so, you know, our next opponent obviously is a pretty big opponent, so we've got to make sure we manage the days leading up to that game, and you just got to use your head, you know. Well, I mean, I don't, you know, like, I like to try to get the, I'm not, you know, Mr. Positive all the time. I mean, you know, like, I mean, I understand. Usually you look at effort and you look at why and those things, you know. I wouldn't say it was the worst loss of the season. I don't, when I look at a game like tonight, everybody looked the same. What does that mean? Why is that? You usually don't get that, you know, and we had that in Pittsburgh, we had that. Everyone looked the same. Everybody was thinking the same, and it wasn't good. It was going to be one of those games in Pittsburgh, and it was like, oh, you know. This game was that type of game from an energy emotion standpoint. We just didn't have the pop. And even when we're up 2-1, I didn't know how it would go. I was like, okay, how's this going to get managed in the third? And it turned out it didn't go our way. But I wouldn't call it the worst loss that we've had. I think that the players are disappointed because this isn't the time of year to give up points. And, you know, because it's Edmonton, I mean, come on, there's no easy. They've got some good players and they've got a good team and they can win. And they certainly did tonight. You get opportunities, they could have beat us more than the score was. So.
Is it harking back to other third-grade performances?
I wouldn't put that stamp on it, you know. I'd be no reason for me to dig into there. I wouldn't see a correlation between this third period and others we've had in the past. You know, there's been enough good things. We've played well enough over the time. I would have to, for me, when I look at this, we look like we were emotionally drained, physically drained, and we didn't have much energy. And why is that? Is that because of the level of the games we've had to play and the pressure of winning at home and trying to keep getting points and winning and coming back from being down and battling back? And that those things are real for me. They take their toll, and sometimes this is the byproduct of those things. I'm not saying that is what it is. That could be what it is. That's what I sense and feel, and I usually kind of follow my instincts, but I'm not sure, you know. I'll sort it out through the evening.
And is that what happened in the third game, or is it past lately? Have you guys gone down and come back from that? Is it something they were doing, or was it just all the third game?
I don't think it was anything they were doing. I thought that they played a pretty good game. You got to give them credit. I mean, you know, I thought they played a pretty good game. They got some players that can hurt you, but you know, like you look at the third goal, we stumble, give up a 2-on-1. It's in our net. It's like we've got to be kidding me. You know? Kind of a tough play, but you go down 3-2, you know, can you have enough mustard to get it back going again? Then it's 4-2.
You play a little under man on defense right now. You're training with that today, and Bogosian is not in lineup. Will you try and get Clipson up and running right away here?
Well, you know, Bogosian looks like he'll come back. That'll be the first thing. He'll come in. You know, I'm not sure if we'll move Clipson into the lineup. I'll determine that by the time, you know, we get going here this week. I'm not sure. It gets in later in the day, so it's hard to say. I mean, you know, when I look, we looked slow and tired back there. I don't mean certain people. We just all of us as a group didn't. Like, when I look at the first period, we were not moving the puck quick. Guys were open. I was like, well, what are we doing here? What are we thinking? Come on, go. Turnover, boom, you know. Slow, boom, coverage, pass to guys covered, turnover, back they come. Why don't you know, things that you normally do when you're sharp, we weren't doing. And so, you know, Bogosian's a good player for us. He comes back in and we'll go from there.
One more, guys. Good against St. Louis, not so good against them. But anything to the theory of playing up or down to your left or cross?
You know, I don't think there's anything there for me. I don't think we underestimate the Edmonton team any more than we would look at the St. Louis team. I don't think we got up any less for Edmonton. I don't think we looked past Edmonton to go to Florida. I think that would be the story that you guys are fabricating, if that's your angle. I wouldn't look at it that way. I think we wanted this game just as much as we wanted the St. Louis game. We didn't have the same game in us. And none of us did. There was, you know, for me, who was your best player on the ice? Probably Burmistrov. But past that, what have you got? You know, so. Thanks, guys. Have a good evening.
When I know tomorrow's schedule, guys, we'll put out an advisory just to let you guys know.
Thank you.